It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Thursday at 4 o'clock during the football season, we are joined now and will be joined by Mike Lombardi, GM Shuffle Podcast, The Daily Coach, VSiN Morning Show, but most importantly, Mike, the man who drafted Ike Reese.
That's right, yeah.
Can you tell us about...
I thought you were going to go down. We were going to discuss the process, but we can save that for another day.
Yeah.
We can go back and revisit that bad boy another day. I can't wait to do it, too.
Yeah,
how
I was telling...
How many banners are up there, Spike? How many banners we got up there?
We're not doing this today, Lombardi. We're not doing it today. I even told Jack earlier, I go, you know, Lombardi's going to be great, but at some point closer to the Sixer season, we're going to have it out at some point. So we'll get to that.
There's no having it out. It was a complete and utter failure of epic proportions.
And you know why? Because people like
Sammy.
Well, because people like Sammy. Because people like you couldn't let it happen, so you had to interrupt it, hire one of your own cronies like Brian Colangelo.
I was against that from the start.
Like,
I have been very clear about what I think. I make no bones about it, and if the big guy would ever get in shape, which finally it happened. People recognized watching the Olympics, he's not even in shape. So maybe we'll get that happen this year. We'll see. But let's talk football. Forget that.
All right. Forget that. They don't beat Serbia without Embiid. Okay. Sorry. You're the best.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Okay. So from your perspective as a former front office guy, looking at specifically the moves they made, not on the field, but the Sirianni thing, sort of shifting his responsibilities, hiring two established coordinators. When you saw that happen, what did you think of, and how do you think that dynamic works within the building?
Well, but that's how the Sirianni regime started. I mean, up until the very beginning of his first year, he was running the offense, but that acquiesced to Shane Steichen, and then defensively, Jonathan Gannon was there from day one running the defense. So I don't know really what's changed, Spike. He's been a head coach that doesn't call offense, doesn't call defense, doesn't run the kicking game. He's been kind of there, and so I don't see how this is any different. Now, the mistake was obviously last year they didn't put the right coaches in the right places, but more than blaming the coaches, I think that, you know, the conditioning program, they were out of shape. Nobody could deny that. Their conditioning was horrible. Their two defensive tackles, who they were counting on to be stars, gained probably 100 pounds between the two of them during the season and became very less effective. They couldn't cover me or you. I mean, I could go back out there and play nickel for them and would have been more successful
for sure
than what they were doing. And so I think it was a combination of everything. But to me, I don't see a change in their philosophy of how they want the head coach to be represented. I think he's there to kind of oversee everything and put his two cents in, but he's not calling anything. He's not running the game.
Mm-hmm. I do think that there was at least an intimation as to that his involvement in offense would be less, though. I think you're right on the play calling, but it does seem like they tried to draw a very bright line between Kellen Moore and the offense and what Nick Sirianni's doing in the building.
Yeah, well, I think they want to separate church and state, if you will, right? I think they want Kellen to have the authority to run it. But it makes it a challenging job for the head coach who stands in front of the team every morning, right? You got to have some kind of influence on what you're doing. And when you subcontract out all the positions, you know, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, special teams, you kind of wonder, what do you do on Sunday? You know, do you go for it on fourth down? Well, with Philadelphia, it's not that complicated. We do the tush push on fourth and one. It's easy. Let's go for it. So I don't really know, but they have minimized the value of a head coach by far.
Your thoughts on Jalen going into his fifth season? More like what you expect? More of what we saw in 2022, or Do you think he's a guy who, I guess, may have come back down to a level when 2023 is kind of what he is? What's your thoughts on Jalen at the quarterback position?
Well, I think there's a specific offer. Look, I say this with all respect. I think this is one of the biggest misconceptions is when you say a quarterback has to be managed, and people get infuriated, like all of them don't need to be managed, including the great ones. There's a system of play that highlights their skill set. And I think when you look at when Jalen was really doing well back in 2022, there was a six-back offense. He was a runner. He was part of the run game. You know, he had 165 carries. You know, he was running the field 760 yards. He was getting 50 yards a game. He was involved. They were running a lot of RPOs. And that kind of got him. And they were able to get, you know, Miles Sanders had 1,270 yards that year. And yeah. So they were running the ball. They got the lead in the second quarter. They scored 204 points in the second quarter. They went into halftime with a really a big lead, and no one could catch him. And so he could play action pass offense for the entire game. But when you get behind and now we're into a drop back pass game where you have to play, it's the same problem San Francisco has. Why? When you see that stat up there about Kyle Shanahan, he doesn't come back at the fourth quarter. It's not because he's a bad coach. It's because the way their offense is set up, it's a play action pass attack. And when the defense knows you have to throw it, they don't care about play action passes anymore. So I think this is where I don't know where Moore fits. I called Kalen Moore joystick because one of the reasons he got let go by Dallas and McCarthy took over. And let's be really clear here. Dak Prescott played way better for McCarthy than he did for Kalen Moore. But you can't deny the numbers. Even the analytical community who loves Kalen Moore can deny those numbers because you manage the game. And I think they're going to have to manage the game. Look, they signed Saquon. They've got great skill on the outside. They've got five guys that can get open against anybody. With Dotson being covered by the worst corner of the opposing team is going to make him a more effective player. So they're going to rely on getting that lead, run the football, and run play action and do what Hurts does well. The thing he's got to overcome is people have pressured him from his right side, the defensive left, and he has looked at the rush, and he's going to have to prove he's not doing that anymore.
Talking to Mike Lombardi. Now, I guess you can't put personnel aside, but let's say personnel was the same. What difference do you think, what elevation do you think that Vic Fangio can bring to a defense, coordinator alone?
Vic's going to bring toughness, and there's no question. Vic's going to be toughness, and it's Vic's way or no way, right? And Vic is game plan specific. He plays a match coverage, you know, and he's going to let it know. If he can't play man-to-man, it's not going to be something that's a secret within the building. He'll let him know. And so that's a big, important thing. And I think, to me, with Vic, you've got to be Vic's aware of when it's time for the offense to run that 4 minute and keep the game out of the defensive hands. So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics between how this game is incorporated between three levels, offense, defense, and the kicking game. When he went to Miami, I thought that was a horrendous marriage because, you know, Mike McDaniel is just a play caller down there. He doesn't care about anything other than the offense, and Vic's trying to run the defense. And if you don't work in some kind of harmony with that, it becomes a real problem on the coaching staff. So I think that's one of the jobs that Sirianni's got to do is understanding when it's time to manage the game, when it's time to say, okay, we're taking the air out of this football, and the clock's our opponent, not necessarily the team we're playing.
Yeah, that falls under that playing complementary football, right? It's
absolutely.
It's like when you say it's helping your defense out as opposed to putting them in a tough situation. You talked about Coach Fangio, Mike. You know, Devin White, they brought Devin White in here this offseason. A little bit surprised considering what the Eagles have done in the past at that position, but they brought him in here, and we're now hearing reports. I know he's banged up and he's not going to play tomorrow, but we're hearing reports that he had already been beaten out by N'Kobe Dean, and he may have been on the trading block. I'm just wondering, what's your thoughts on Devin White as a linebacker, being in Tampa and now being here?
Well, I think he was beaten out last year by K.J. Britt. I mean, you know, one thing Howie's always done is Howie's tried to find guys that play linebacker that are economic values and, you know, taking less players. It never when they signed Devin White did I think he was going to be the starting linebacker. Never. Because, you know, last year, if you watch Tampa closely, K.J. Britt, when he took over for him, he became the best player on their defense, and their defense got better. So it doesn't really surprise me. Some guys, as they get older, just aren't the same guy. It's hard to handle. So I fully expect N'Kobe Dean. Look, they've gotten away with no linebacker play, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Zach Braun was, is he going to be good enough? Are they going to play Jeremiah Trotter Jr.? What are they going to do? Nolan Smith is an old school Sam linebacker. And what that I mean is he's an old linebacker that lines up on the end of the line to the tight end side and jam the tight end, go to the flat. But that defense doesn't exist anymore. So mm-hmm. when Nolan becomes the down defensive lineman in the nickel front, right, he becomes vulnerable to have to go against big left tackles that can run block against him and knock him out of the way. And all of a sudden, you're in sub defense and they're gaining 8 yards on a run at your undersized defensive end. So it's a kind of a problematic position. If he were a Sam backer back in the 80s, he'd be elite. He'd be one of the better players. Mm-hmm. But that position doesn't exist anymore. So the linebacker thing in Philly has always been something that they've tried to get away with, and they continue to do it. I don't argue with the philosophy. I just say I don't believe White was ever going to be the starter, from my viewpoint, watching him at Tampa last year.
Well, I tell you, I hated playing Sam linebacker, man. My goodness.
But you were good at it, though. You were good at it. You know, you were at the Nick Saban school who had a Sam linebacker. You
yep.
set the edge.
Yep.
You know, and where you were good was you could then go play stack, where
yes.
a lot of guys have a hard time. Like Carl Banks was an elite Sam linebacker, but he couldn't play behind the line. And mm-hmm. so it was either we were in an underfront and he was to the Sam, or basically he was standing next to the coach. And now, because of sub, that Sam linebacker doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Mike, final one. Best guess with the season starting tomorrow. What are the odds at the end of the season we think the Eagles are a team who can win the NFC?
You know, I think they're really good. I think they got a really good team. I think Bryce Huff's outstanding. I think replacing him with Hassan Reddick could have been the steal of the year. Everybody in the league knew the Eagles were going to sign Bryce Huff except Joe Douglas. And then Joe Douglas takes Howie's problem off his hands and has Hassan Reddick, which could be the dumbest holdout since Le'Veon Bell's holdout. I mean, why would you give back money? I don't understand.
I don't understand it. I do not understand.
I think it's really
it.
Good. Look, I think Cam Jurgens has got a tough job. To replace Kelce in the terms of how he handled the protection. If you watch the games, Kelce would always go over to the defense coordinator, and they would have a conversation after every game because Kelce was playing chess against the defense coordinator. That was the game. He loved that, and he could get you in the right protection. All those quarterback draws, Kelce was calling at the line based on the fronts. So they're going to miss a little bit of that. It's going to take Jurgens some time to get in there, and they're going to have to play better up front. I think one of the things that you watched Philly last year, their line didn't play to the level that they were used to playing. It's going to be interesting to see if Becton can hold up at right guard.
All right, Mike. Well, I think, first of all, looking forward to having you all season. And I think the most important thing we learned is if they just let Sam Hinkie do his job.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, here's what I will leave you with this.
Yes.
I will leave you with this, Spike.
Yeah.
It takes talent to evaluate talent.
All right.
If you look at Sam's draft, he did not have talent to evaluate the talent. He had a process, he had a plan, but man, he picked a lot of bad players.
Well, you should have let him pick more players. All right. Well, yeah. All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you, man. Look forward to having you every week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike. Take it easy.
There he is. Mike Lombardi, who drafted Ike Reese, hosts the GM Shuffle podcast, the Daily Coach as well as the VSiN Morning Show.
You couldn't even throw back at him, what town did you draft?
I looked at the time. Honestly,
he knew that would have been even longer. Yes.
I knew we just didn't have time for it. I know we have a whole year of this, so I didn't want to get rid of all of my one-liners this time.
I forgot all about his Sixers. He is a Sixer fan.
Yes. He's a process hater, Sixer fan. Yep. We have a very important call from Brazil right after Ike tells you about Mark's Jewelers, but a very important call from Brazil.
Hey, it's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Well, Mark's is the official sponsor of our fantasy football league, fellas. That's right, for the show. And they want your help on designing this year's ring. Go to 94WIP.com/contest and select the Mark's Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. Also, find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring yourself. Let Mark's Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
He is in Brazil. He's wearing a $400 bathing suit.
That's what I'm talking about.
He is Herb from the Northeast.
What's happening, boys?
How's Brazil?
D-A-D-O-D-S, let's go!
Let's go, Herb!
Bye-bye!
Hey,
man, I miss you, man. What you up to?
Just chilling right now, brother. Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah. I'm looking at a threesome.
You by yourself?
I'm by myself. I slept all day when I got here on Tuesday, late Tuesday, because I didn't sleep on that plane. Uh-uh. That was like 10 hours. So, I mean, I had a good time. Yesterday, I took the train right to the stadium. There's a green train and a yellow train. It's only like two or three stops. You get off, you get another one, then you get to the red line. The red line takes you right to the stadium. The only thing
Herb, we're not going to the game.
Just let the guy explain how to get there, right?
Am I talking to Walker or Herb?
So, tomorrow I'm going to take the subway.
Yep.
But coming back, I'm going to either get an Uber.
We're not there, Herb.
After the game.
They have Uber in Brazil?
Yeah, they got Uber in Brazil.
What do they call it?
It's just Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was called. I'm with Spike. I thought it might have been called something else.
They got taxis, too. There's plenty of taxis around here.
Okay.
So. You wearing the bathing suit yet?
I met a bunch of guys yesterday from Atlanta. They're part of some group. They were on Polista Avenue. Right near the shopping center number 3, I met them. And
how do you get there?
They're from Atlanta, but they flew down to Miami to make the connection. They're here from a big group, and, you know, like they saw the Philly game last week.
Okay.
They were talking and stuff. They're sitting upstairs.
We want to hear about your nightlife. Yeah. What have you been doing to entertain yourself?
Hey, the cops said be careful out here. There's a lot of cops out here, dude, in the subways. There's a lot of action. You got to be careful, bro.
A lot of action?
A lot of criminals out on the street.
Uh-oh.
Be careful.
Okay.
Are you?
But you're just freeballing it out there.
Whoa.
I know how to take care of myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I've been traveling.
He meant the bathing suit.
the early 80s, man, you know. Yeah, I got my bathing suit.
There you go.
What I'm wearing, actually, is... passport. It's the passport one. It's got all these different colors of passports on there. You know
what colors?
Like blue, green, all kinds.
I thought they said don't wear green over there.
Herb can do whatever he wants.
I'll show it to you one day.
Oh, great. Is supportive in there?
Don't tweet while you're over there, man.
Veliquin. I told you, Veliquin. Go look it up. Veliquin. Yeah.
Does it have that supportive sort of internal thing to make sure everything's where it should be?
Nah, yeah. It's fine. Everything's fine, bro. I'm good.
Okay.
Strong as an ox, man. Strong
no,
as
he
an
meant
ox.
Did your shorts have a lining?
Yeah, just to make sure the boys are okay.
No, there's no, like, lining. It's not like it's a good – this thing is real good. Yeah, okay. It has a line and a white line and whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It's not that heavy shit. It's not heavy
Whoa.
Or anything.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Have you
had anything good to eat over there?
Listen, the pool here is ice cold.
How do you get there?
I'm staying at a place called the Universe. There's like 200 apartments. I got an apartment. It's like an apartment suite. You know what I mean?
You by yourself?
Yeah, it's cool. Everything, you know, sofa. It's got a kitchen in there. It's got everything. It's like
fridge.
You know,
have a fridge.
Has a fridge.
Gas range or electric range?
I forget. It's a range. Or something.
Yeah.
TV on the wall.
I met a man here that has. He's in the bond business. This guy lives about 2.5 hours from here. He takes a plane, but he comes here, like, I think once or twice a month. And there's a big building across the street where he works at.
Don't you give him any money.
Huh?
Don't give him any money.
I'll give you your money.
Well, no, you said he sells bonds.
Yeah, you buy any Brazilian bonds?
Let me get off because I just wasted about 25 minutes with you. I had called before. I'm playing, you know, this is going to be a big bill. You know what I'm saying, bro? You're killing me.
Hold on. We got to keep you on then.
T- tell the boss to kick up some money on this. You know what I mean?
I just thought about this. Oh, yeah. You're paying extra to call you right now.
$12 a day.
And he wants us to pay.
Internet.
The guy calls up and gave us directions of how to get to the venue. We're in Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
I want to see the Eagles blitz some. I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see us go down the field, move the ball.
Mm.
I want to see reverse. I want to see motion, motion right, motion left, double motion, whatever it takes. Let's go, Eagles! 2024, E A G L E S from Brazil.
All right, Captain.
Over and out, baby.
Over and out.
All right. There you go. He's freeballing, is what he said at one point.
Two people motioning is illegal. So unless they're actually shifting.
Nah, come on. They should listen to Herb.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore, listen to Herb.
Motion left, motion right.
Yep.
Motion two people at the same time.
Yep. Blitz.
The first 2 minutes of that call was him telling us how he got to the venue.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Why is he going there? The game's not till tomorrow.
He wanted to get the landscape early.
Yes, he wanted to get a lay of the land.
The lay of the land.
What a.
And he's by himself.
What a the collection. All right, you have to bet. You have to bet. You have to bet every dollar you have. In Herb's going to be there for like 2 weeks or something, right?
That's what he said, but if he keeps calling.
Okay.
He'll be back here sooner than he
In the 2 weeks that Herb's there, what if you had a bet, would you bet on Herb securing a lady at some point, whether he pays or doesn't pay or not?
Oh, I definitely. He's securing somebody.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one. You know when you go out of town?
Yeah.
And you're traveling to a certain place, you have a to-do list?
Yes, that's on his
to-do list. That's on his damn to-do list. You best believe that. Why else would he go stay over there for 2 weeks?
I have no idea.
By himself, too, by the way. He didn't bring anybody with him.
With an expensive bathing suit. Can you see Herb just trying to convince her to go back to his room? So
and
she,
he got an apartment.
The apartment. He's got a fridge.
And he knew all about the cops.
Yep.
So he's scoping. He's checking out the lay of the land.
He is something else.
Oh, Pete's up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got time.
All right. Pete?
Yo.
Pete Cherokee, Chickies
up,
and
Pete?
Listen, you're having too much fun. I got to tell you, I'm not going to Brazil. And now I'm so sad that I'm not going because Herb's there. And Herb, I know everywhere I have to go now. What train I have to take?
Yep. You don't have to Google anything.
Yep.
I didn't know it was so sophisticated there. He is, man. That guy is a treasure. A treasure when he calls.
I'm surprised you're not over in Brazil, Pete.
You know what? It didn't sound like so much fun in the beginning. The flight really deterred me. So.
Of course, it's a 10-hour flight.
Yeah. But, I mean, I know a lot of people who went last week. They're there for like a week, 10 days. You know, that might be good. I didn't think about the Rio part. But now that I'm not there and I'm going to watch the game, the Chiefs tonight, I'm like, you know what? I really should have went.
You could have seen Herb in his bathing suit. And he could have led you around,
and
told you
where
to go.
You still got time.
That's the reason I would go. To see Herb in that bathing suit. I mean, you just don't see enough passport bathing suits around.
Well, I know. Well, it's what I've always wanted, actually. I'm sure it makes him even more endearing. Well, I mean, hopefully what we could develop when Herb gets back, and hopefully you can be an investor, is a Herb sort of travel agency where he just gives you a printout of how to get everywhere before you even go.
Yeah, he could be a good escort, like, you know. There.
Oh,
well. Well.
Right, very good idea. But, you know, I expect him to have some good stories for the nighttime. But he had nothing.
Yes, he told us nothing.
I'm looking at my seat, and you're saying, Herb, what about nighttime? And I'm in my seat, yeah, here we go. And he gave me bathing suit.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got the callers. No kidding.
All right, Pete.
All right, brother. We're up against it.
All right, man. There he is.
I think we'll see you Monday, right?
Yeah. Well, see him tomorrow.
Oh, we'll see him tomorrow?
See me tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Free Beatles game, yeah.
Are you going to be in tomorrow?
I'm going to be here.
Well, I'm trying to find out who I'm doing the Players Lounge with in a month.
That's a question. We might have to wait till Monday.
All right, brother.
Who starts and who? All right, don't delay. All right.
It's always a great mystery who likes to in the players' lounge.
Oh, yes, it is really.
It finds out when he sees whoever it is walk up. It's 7 o'clock on Monday
this
night.
Is true.
Coming up next, it's huge. It is back. It is not Herb. It is the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh.
They are back. They've been off for about 6 weeks. They are back with a new power ranking that will be next. And is Elliot going to join us for that?
Yeah, we're going to make him wait after Eagles Insider of the Year.
Okay, all right. So Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles tomorrow. Very fired up. Now, Ike, you'll be part of the pregame show, which will be at the link for the viewing party, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So you're going to get all dressed up?
No.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a game. I like seeing you in your game day attire.
Yeah, my game day gear.
Yeah.
Might be a little different this year.
Yeah.
Ike, or Spike, you're going to wear your Ike Reese jersey?
It's too tiny.
Wow.
How is it? Well, he's never had that problem before, but I don't get how it could be too tiny
because
using the NFL.
Because
you
were
120 pounds.
I'm 150 pounds and 153 pounds. And the problem with the Ike jersey is that it was cut. It's cut so people can't pull the jersey.
Yes, so guards and tackles can't hold me.
Yeah, so it's actually very funny to look at because it's skin tight around my midsection, but then it has puffy little shoulders or whatever.
Or the shoulder pads. Were. It's an actual game jersey is what Spike is basically saying.
It doesn't look cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll wear my Boston. Oh, can I wear my Boston Scott jersey?
Of course.
I'll wear my Boston Scott jersey.
Well, he's not I guess it's still good.
Yeah, you know, I got to get a Jalix. I want a Jalix Hunt.
You want a Jalix Hunt?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Jalix Hunt.
So people are going to be like, oh, you got an Ike Reese jersey. Like,
yes.
No, it's a Jalix Hunt jersey.
Yeah, and I'm going to go, they're going to go, you got an Ike Reese jersey. And I'm going to go, no. They're going to go, Trent Cole. I'm going to go, nope. And I turn around, she's going to say Hunt on the back. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions and the Niners in the NFC? Same tier, 75%. Mm-hmm. Now, we are going to do two things at once here. I think we can accomplish it. First, we will have the return of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
But we will do it while Elliot Shore Parks is on the phone from Brazil so we can get his reactions to the rankings. Elliot, are you prepared for this?
Yeah, I just had a 2.5-hour ride from practice to the hotel, so just as if my day could get better, I'm excited to see where you put me on this live on air. It'll be good.
Well, you should have... checked in with Herb because he could have told you the best way to get there. We just had him on the air. He has it all figured out. So we'll give you his
number.
Didn't
take him 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear it.
So if you hadn't heard this, because we haven't done it in several weeks, the Eagles Insider of the Year is an award that we will hand out after the Eagles play their final game to the insider who provides us the most accurate material during the season. Now, what we have determined is that you get credit for a story that ends up being right, you get dinged for a story that is incorrect, and you also get pe- penalized for not having any stories at all, because inactivity is sort of a detriment as well. We want you swinging out there. Also, we decided midway through the rankings that informed speculation will be counted.
I like it.
Right? So we've had a very busy 6 weeks. Elliot, have you thought at all about where you deserve to be on this list?
Yeah, I have, actually. And I think I am just very clearly number one after the training camp I had. I mean, obviously, I know in terms of breaking news, right, not my thing over the last month, but I just don't think any insider's been discussed or provided more information than me. So I do think I should be number one.
Do you think you should be dinged for the Novacare worm in your brain?
No, I think that's actually another reason I should be number one. I'm providing information straight out of the Novacare.
So you're confirming. All right, good. This is good.
As long as we know the worms in there.
I've seen into it at this point. It doesn't seem going to drop it. So.
Okay.
He's smart. He knows you're not going to drop it. So
no,
yeah.
I'm never going to drop
it. When you asked your head coach about it, I figured this was probably not going well. Yeah.
I did ask the head coach.
You did ask the head coach.
No deal. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't I say the worm or something to Nick Sirianni?
Yep.
Well,
yeah, and he agreed with it. He went right along with it.
Yep. Here we are.
We reprogrammed it the other day.
Man, I love my job. I just love it. Okay. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Again, the official award will be handed out after the Eagles play their final game. Number five, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, D-Gun.
Mm.
Now, D-Gun was out of the rankings for a while as O.G. Wade and Corey from Columbus threatened, but none of their stories ended up working.
None of it worked
and
out.
And D-Gun did have the story that Big Dom is basically running things in the Novacare facility, which has yet to be shot down at any point.
And it did lose almost every game after Big Don was out.
Yes.
So it's a big report.
So D-Gun number five. Elliot, your thoughts.
Look, I think D-Gun is, I mean, he's a legend. If you talk about, like, the GOAT guys to cover this team, he is certainly on the Mount Rushmore. So, yeah, I think that's fair. The Big Don story, it's football time, it's D-Gun time. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number four, sliding down from his previous ranking of number one, because we have not seen any big stories come out of him, but he is obviously part of this race. Number four, WIP's Howard Eskin.
Mm.
Time's yours.
Elliot, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, another GOAT, right? Another legend when it comes to the team. I like to think the worm he had maybe potentially, you know, made its way over me. Who knows? But yeah, I'm happy to.
But
see
you would agree he's done almost nothing in the last month. Like, he hasn't participated in this thing.
In Eagles Insider. No,
he does consistently make fun of my training camp stats, so maybe that counts. I don't know.
Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he's jealous.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why he's down at number four.
Yeah, maybe he's jealous. Coming, and by the way, this is why it's important that we do the rankings. Jack, you talked about inactivity. I think our rankings force activity. They hold people accountable. All right. Number three in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, WIP's own Elliot Shore Parks.
Ooh, boy. Ooh.
Get out of here. Number three.
You're number three.
Tough.
Elliot.
All right. I mean, I strongly disagree with that.
Well, you're ahead of Howard Eskin and D-Gun and Joe Santoliquido and...
There's nothing to be upset about.
Corey from Columbus.
Well, yep. I'm upset about it. Yeah, I mean, I think I should be number one after the performance.
There's no
I had,
insider on that. You're just tracking passes.
Guess what? Not everyone can watch those practices. I'm literally inside the Novacare.
That's a good
Nobody
point.
Nobody provided more accurate information about the team over the last month than I have.
We don't know that it's accurate. We only know, you know, you could be like Harvey Pollack with the Will Chamberlain stats.
Well, apparently the head coach follows it, so that makes it seem like it's a little bit accurate.
But he doesn't agree with your grades.
Well, that's fine. I'm a real football guy. You know, I stand by my grades, yeah.
Okay. Number two, Eagles Insider of the Year, WIP's own Ike Reese. He did say... Mekhi Becton would be the Eagles' starting right guard.
Mm-hmm.
He
did miss out on, why do I forget this guy's name?
Also? Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons. And he did
big
say,
old swing and a miss on Justin Simmons, probably like 18
up.
Times. They
should have signed Justin Simmons.
Well, that makes
just
you an analyst, not an insider.
Yeah. It's not a woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of rankings here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let me defend Ike here for a second.
So okay.
This whole Justin Simmons thing, they had interest in Justin Simmons. They were monitoring him. Like, they had interest. So this is, if you're going to do this, insider ranking thing, like, not all these things are going to come true. But, I believe.
Come with that. That's what I'm talking about, E.
But he did have, Ike was correct. So I don't think he should be dinged for that. Now, obviously, the Mekhi Becton thing's a big one. I still think I should be ahead of Ike, but I do agree the Mekhi Becton thing was a big one.
You know, here's the
thing. And he wants credit for harder training camp practices. Ike wants credit for that.
I do want credit for that, too.
I think that's more of an opinion than it is a... Yeah. Well, so you're number two, Ike. What do you do? All this complaining.
I just had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah, had a pretty good
offseason. I got Saquon. I got the draft right. Elliot, you were terrible with the draft. That's why I'm still ahead of you, because you were terrible with the draft. I got the draft right.
We'll find out tomorrow night.
Well, Elliot, by the way, your point about the Justin Simmons thing is, here's my resolution to that, is that the only way we know if he's right or wrong is if they sign him. So, like, if we could get an official account saying that, yes, they were trying to sign him, then, but we're never going to get that. So, right. If you're right, you get credit. If you're wrong,
it's
you don't get credit.
Sorry.
It's a make or miss league.
I'm just pointing that out.
It's just, this
I is appreciate the support, E. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Again, I wouldn't have him too. I would have me one. Well, I'd have me
well,
one.
Well, I mean, I could be two and you could be one.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
he's
that's
not
how
one.
Many people rank us. So I think that's how it should be. Yeah.
And
who's number one?
Okay. So lest you don't think we take this seriously, number one moved into that position today with the final vote from the committee after he was the first Eagles reporter to tweet from Brazil, even though it is against the law. That is the newspaper reporter. He tweeted from Brazil. He was the first one to say that Devin White wasn't going to start anyway. And he did have the people in the NovaCare facility unhappy with Jalen Hurts' comments thing in his podcast that is owned by Odyssey. Number one is the newspaper reporter in a stunning thing to happen for all of us.
I'm calling BS, E. Call it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can follow me on Threads at @Elliot.
No, dump it.
I'm also on Instagram, but you should definitely check that out. I have all this Brazil content for you from there.
No, we don't use Threads. So, Elliot, while we have you, I thought it was interesting. I mentioned, and congratulations to the newspaper reporter, but there's a long way to go. You know, we have several weeks. We have months to go before there's a number one.
We definitely want other candidates.
Yes. By the way, these are not the only five candidates. You know?
Now we're in the season. I'm trying to figure out, where do I fit in at?
Well, that's up to you to decide. So, Elliot. So, all right. So we all during camp just assume, maybe rightly or wrongly, but we all just assume that Devin White will be one of the starting linebackers. Then we get the story that he hurt his ankle and he wasn't traveling to Brazil. Then following that story, there were many reporters, not you specifically, but many reporters who were like, he wasn't going to start anyway. And then they were like, Albert Breer was like, they tried to trade him. So can you make sense of any of this? Because it all seems very strange to us.
Yeah, so they did not, in my opinion, they did not treat Devin White like he was in danger of losing anything during training camp. He took by far the most reps of any linebacker on the team with the first team defense. He did it at the beginning of camp, he did it in the middle of camp, he did it at the end of camp. Now he's injured, so who knows if he would have started. But I think Devin White would have been out there quite a bit tomorrow night against the Packers had he been healthy. Because they gave him all those reps. Like, Nakobe got maybe 1/6 of the first team reps that Devin White got in practice. So, you know, and I guess you could also say whether he would, wouldn't, whatever. Like, they're worse off for not having Devin White tomorrow night. Devin White is their best linebacker. And so, for whatever the Eagles might think, like, Nakobe's never played serious snaps in the NFL. Jeremiah Charter's never played in the NFL. Zach Bond's never played this position. Like, I think there's a lot of kind of, you know, it's no big deal, Devin White's out. I don't think that's true. Devin White, I think, is a loss for them.
Well, so obviously there's messaging that is going through reporters who never report. By the way, I didn't see, and Jack, Ike, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't see one reporter during camp, one reporter ever say that Devin White wasn't going to start.
No.
Not one time.
No.
And all of a sudden, the information is out there. It's like, he wasn't really going to play anyway. He lost his starting job. I can't resolve that. It seems very strange. And where do you think the trade stuff comes from?
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact that he's not playing, I mean, maybe, you know, they want to make it seem like it's no big deal. I would be surprised if they actually would have traded Devin White. They gave him a decent amount of money. He was a priority free agent signing for them. He was signed, I think, in the first 2 weeks of training camp. They've treated him all camp like a main guy. I mean, this sounds like a silly thing, but he gets up on the podium when the other guys are not. So I just they've always treated him like he was going to be a main part of the team. So you're right. It is surprising to me. I mean, you know, number three over here, that all of a sudden they don't like him. It's surprising now that he's hurt. They don't like him.
Yeah, it is surprising. It's funny. We talked to Mike Lombardi at 4 o'clock, and he said that he never expected Devin White to start, in that he thought the Tampa Bay defense got much better after they benched Devin White last year. So the interesting coming from everywhere. What do you think the odds are that Devin White never plays a down for the Eagles?
I think very small.
Okay.
And I'm sure this will dig me if I'm wrong. But, like, well, I mean, maybe if he's out like a month, but Friday night's a tough matchup for these linebackers. The Packers have a good receiving running back in Josh Jacobs. They have a good run-blocking offensive line. Like, they have good pass-catching tight ends. So I think it's a tough matchup for the linebackers. I mean, we will see how they play. But if Devin White is healthy for week two, I think Devin White will be active and out there.
All right, final thing, Elliot. We've been talking all day about what sort of tier in the NFC the Eagles are on, whether they are in the top tier, which I have assigned to Detroit and San Francisco, or in the next tier, perhaps with the Falcons and the Packers and the Cowboys. Where do you see the Eagles in terms of the hierarchy of the NFC?
So my hierarchy going into the season would be Lions number one, Packers number two, Eagles number three. And then after that, I think there's a somewhat significant gap between the rest of the team.
Between the Eagles and the 49ers.
Yes, because no team has gone back to the Super Bowl in like 40-plus years in the NFC. And we all just saw last year what coming off losing the Super Bowl does to a team. So I'm crossing the Niners off as legitimate contenders. You already see all the drama they're dealing with contracts. Trent Williams just showed up. They barely signed Brandon Ayuk before the start of the season. You're right. If like there was no previous history and we just look at the rosters, yeah, it's comparable. But that's not how it's played. We saw that last year. So I don't think the Niners are in that same tier.
Well, Elliot, we appreciate you checking in. And what I want to offer some words of encouragement. Don't use your number three ranking as an insult. Use it to motivate you. You know, you are within striking distance.
Look, this reminds me of when you used to work at WIP when we would have meetings. So, you know, it's basically like doing my review on air, which is fun. It's
Except I'm not your boss, so it's better this way.
You know, you're ranking me, so we'll see.
But yeah.
I appreciate it. I will use it as encouragement.
I got to tell you, E, I'm a little disappointed in the outfits.
In the what?
Your outfits.
I mean, your videos in front of Christ the Redeemer.
All right, so I will say, I wasn't loving the shirt I had on yesterday.
Okay.
Agree with you on that. I even said to my wife before I left, I was like, I really don't want to wear the shirt. But what happened is I didn't do a good job packing. I disagree with some of my other outfits. I feel like a lot of my pictures have been fire. But yesterday, I agree with that.
I just thought you would step it up another notch and do a whole, you're in Brazil, so I thought I'd see a little more flash out of you.
Well, look, it's pretty clear from this call I got a lot of work to do. So I'm excited to be a better version of myself.
Wearing a suit to the game.
That accountability, just accountability.
Perhaps a linen suit to the game tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Maybe I'll send a picture and let you know.
All right. Okay. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You can hear him literally every single day, every morning on the Go Birds podcast, where you can get it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot. Good luck.
All right. Talk to you guys.
All right,
brother.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Sounded very upset with his number three.
He did.
He was definitely upset.
Yeah. And he definitely had internal power rankings back when you were there. If you walked into your office on a big big blackboard or whatever.
Yeah, internal. I had a Google Doc with the rankings of everyone all the time. And rankings of people who didn't even work here in case I needed somebody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always managing.
And it's funny. Elliot's like, it sort of feels like when you were the boss. And I said to Jack beforehand, I was like, I use these power rankings to push Elliot. Absolutely. We got to push Elliot. I would love Elliot to finish number one in this. I would love
me too.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
I've already won just by being where I'm at.
Being on the list.
Yeah.
Being number two.
Mekhi Becton. Yeah.
Shocker.
Can we get something else besides the right guard? I just want to know what the next Ike Reese scoop is. Like Woj over there.
We might get it.
I'm telling you. I had that Justin Simmons thing.
You did.
You pulled the trigger on it, man.
Evan, he only got seven.
Yeah, what are we doing, Howie?
They paid Devin White $6 million to do nothing.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, two very big things. First, everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, which is the top five at five. But we also have our predictions for the NFL this season. That includes who ends up in the final four teams, the NFC and AFC championship games, who wins the MVP, Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year, and who wins the Super Bowl. So that and the top five at five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.